farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, farmers are encouraged to ramp up small stock production. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Anjuie James Soyes. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No, man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Thanks to the efforts of our small farmers, Caribbean Broilers Limited, and the government, Jamaica now produces enough poultry meat to satisfy local demand. In fact, statistics show that Jamaica produces approximately 1,000 metric tons of poultry meat per year. Jamaica is also fully self-sufficient in pork production, and President of the Jamaica Agricultural Association, Senator Norman Grant, is looking forward to the day when the country will be fully self-sufficient in all meats consumed locally. That list includes small stocks such as goat and sheep meat, the majority of which are imported.
We are now down to 60,000 heads of cattle. Many years ago, we were up to about 200. We need some 250,000 heads of cattle to fulfill our local demand.
In terms of goat and sheep, 75% of the meat, worth $7 million, is imported, with an estimated population of 600,000 to 700,000 heads of goat and 7,000 heads of sheep.
Over the last 3 years, our goat population in Jamaica has grown from 500,000 heads to now 600,000 to 700,000 heads. Notwithstanding, we need some 2.5 to 3 million heads of animals to be self-sufficient.
Senator Grant says the country also needs about 100,000 heads of sheep to be self-sufficient. President of the Goat and Sheep Farmers Association, Ken King, says more farmers are getting involved in small ruminant production since the merger of both groups.
The objective is that we're moving forward to producing more meat, more milk, with less effort.
Mr. King says the farmers face challenges, however, with land availability due to increased use of vacant lands for housing solutions.
We have to look at the intensive programs. And these intensive programs, we have to look at the feed. So you're going to be rearing animals just like chickens. And that is where the solution is going to come.
The Rural Agricultural Authority, RADA, is looking to ramp up the production of small stock under the Import Substitution Program. Chief Executive Officer of RADA, Lenworth Fulton, says emphasis will be placed on maintaining self-sufficiency for poultry and pig production while encouraging the rearing of sheep and goats.
We are trying to get that production up because we do import sheep and goat meat. We are self-sufficient in pig, but we have to continue to work with them to keep their productivity at the level that it is.
The Jamaica 4-H clubs will also be intensifying the goat rearing program in the upcoming financial year. The club will be targeting over 50 young persons to get involved in goat farming. And now for our proverb of the day.
Talk and taste your tongue.
And this means, think before you speak. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Kasita Irving, I'm Anjuie James Soyes, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.